Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3468BN. Today's date is October 6, 2024, and the title of the episode is Hillary Clinton Panics, Narrative Control Lost. Trump says prepare for bombs before Election Day. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking, and Hillary Clinton is out there letting everyone know that they are now losing the control of the narrative. She's out there letting everyone know that if they cannot censor, they will not be able to control what is going on, which means they won't be able to shut the truth up. And it seems like she's now signaling that if they can't censor X, they can't censor people on Truth, they can't censor people on Rumble. I do believe they have the ability to censor people on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. They have the ability to do that. But what they're really talking about is losing the ability to censor people on X, Truth, and Rumble. Because once again, they don't have control of these platforms. And since they don't have control of the platforms, they can't do what they did back in 2020. Remember, when the Hunter Biden laptop story came out, what did they do? On Twitter, at the time, that's what it was called, they shut everything down. They censored everything. They censored the New York Post. This time around, do they have that type of control? No. So is she sending a message letting everyone know, listen, we lost the control to censor. We might have to take this to the next step. We might have to shut down communications. So this way, nobody can talk about what's really going on. So the deep state right now, they're panicking because they don't, in this information war, they don't have control over the flow of information, which means people are waking up in mass. And if people are waking up like this, you can't put them back to sleep. This is their worst nightmare. And people, as they wake up, they start to think logically. And as they're thinking logically, they start to do a little bit of research. They don't believe everything that's being told to them, and they start to see other information. This is a disaster for the deep state players, which means they're probably going to push this to the next level. Now, what's very interesting about this, Trump was being interviewed, and he is out there telling everyone that the deep state players, they're going to be, you know, dropping all sorts of bombs before Election Day. I do believe they'll probably do it before Election Day and after Election Day. So, and I don't mean any of these are physical bombs. I mean, these are going to be like October surprises where we might have a cyber attack, where they might say, hey, the communication between these social media platforms, we can't connect anymore. These type of things to cheat in the election, this is what they're going to try to do. And I do believe that they're going to pull out all the stops, but I think it's all going to fail just like everything else. Think about what Kamala has been doing with the disaster out in North Carolina, Georgia, and that area, this is really not working to her benefit. They thought they could slow walk this. They thought they'd be able to make people, you know, not go and vote to keep people in this disastrous setting. But what's happening right now, it is completely and utterly backfiring on them. And the people, they're seeing the truth of the matter. They're seeing that these individuals, they don't care about the American people, no matter if they're Republican or Democrat or independent. They just don't care. And the people now, they're now taking the matters into their own hand. They are now learning that they're not, that the government is not going to help them. They're learning that Kamala and team, they really don't care. And remember, all this goes back to who? Mayorkas. And what's very interesting is that FEMA, they are now battling all this information coming out about them. And they're trying very, very hard to try to counter everything that's coming out. And what's coming out is the truth. And remember when they told us, hey, the money isn't really going to the illegals. FEMA's not really sending money to illegals. Well, this again is a lie. Wall Street Silver put this out. And here we have Green Jean Pierre back in 2022. She clearly said that FEMA is using the money for illegal migrants. And now she's denying it. Take a listen from 2022 to 2024.
No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
All these people do is lie. They lie, then they tell more lies. They can never, ever tell the truth. And this is how you could tell that Kamala, the deep state players, the entire criminal syndicate, this is how you could tell they really don't care about the American people. Don Jr. put this out and said, Americans are dying, and this is how the sitting vice president is spending her time. Kamala Harris taped explicit Call Her Daddy interview as Helene death toll rose. So she decided to do a podcast, and she didn't care about the people out in North Carolina. Plus, she put out a post on X saying that we need to help the people out in Lebanon. And we're going to be sending $157 million in humanitarian aid to civilians in Lebanon. And the people here in the United States is going to get about $750. The people saw this and said, what's going on here? We're sending millions out to Lebanon? And we're not sending this same money to the people here in this country. You see, the people now, they see the truth. And then we have Samantha Power. And she put out a post on X saying how Americans are helping Ukraine keep the lights and heat on despite Putin's attacks. But wait a minute. What about the people out in North Carolina? Once again, all money should be spent on Americans, not in far off lands. You see, the reason why the money is being spent in far-off lands, because the deep state players don't care about the American people. The deep state players, the criminal syndicate, hates the American people. And they're trying to basically do what? Destroy this country, destroy the Constitution, and bring the entire world to war. And this is why they keep spending in all different places. Why? They need the money to do what? To fund their terrorists, to fund their wars that they're trying to start. Remember, war just doesn't start by itself. It has to be pushed. And that's what the deep state does. Team Trump put this out and said, in addition, this evening, we have to send our prayers and support to all the families affected by Hurricane Helene. This has been the worst hurricane response by a president and vice president since Katrina. And this is simply unacceptable. Kamala wine and dine in San Francisco, and all the people in North Carolina, no helicopters, no rescue. They're offering 750 to people whose homes have been washed away. Meanwhile, they send our money to other countries by the billions. Absolutely. And Mayorkas, where's he? What is he doing? Well, guess what? He wasn't on the front lines of North Carolina helping the people, directing everything. Absolutely not. Joe Simonson put this out and said, I saw Mayorkas this afternoon at Sid Mashburn, which is the second time I've seen him there on a Saturday afternoon in about a month. So suffice to say, the guy isn't working around the clock. Mike Davis responded to this and said, "We have one of the biggest hurricane disasters in American history, and the government official responsible for overseeing the disaster response and recovery is shopping in Georgetown. What a piece of shit." Absolutely. And now, with FEMA doing everything they possibly can to stop people from helping, we now have sheriffs that have threatened to arrest FEMA workers if they hinder rescue and aid work. Once again, you could see the deep state players, what they're actually really trying to do. They said it out loud. They said the quiet part out loud, that they're trying to stop people from voting. But again, this isn't working out the way they thought it was going to work out. Actually, former Obama senior advisor David Axelrod argued that Vice President Kamala Harris voters will be clever enough to navigate voting in the wake of the devastation from Hurricane Helene, while saying that rural Trump voters will have a harder time getting to the polls. Are they saying the quiet part out loud? Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. But you know what's happening right now? Is that from everything that they're doing, the people in North Carolina, they now are registering as Republicans. Republicans almost more than doubled Democrat voter registrations in the last month. Michael Pruzer put this out and said, North Carolina voter registration update, and says change from September. Republicans up 19,434, Democrats 11,742. That tells you everything you need to know right there. And now we have Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. She put this out on X and said, FEMA Director Deanne Griswell will be coming before the Oversight Committee and will receive the full Kimberly Cheadle treatment. Probably worse, FEMA is confiscating supplies, blocking help to Helene survivors, and using disaster relief funds to house illegals. Resign, Deanne. But you have to remember, these people, they are the scapegoats. This all goes back to Mayorkas. Think about it. Secret Service, Border Patrol, FEMA is all under Mayorkas. Mayorkas is conducting all of this. Now, does that mean he's in charge? No, there are people above him that are actually instructing him in what to do. But with all this happening, you know who we haven't heard from? The people in Hollywood. I mean, we have a major disaster. People are struggling. People lost their homes. People have died. Have you heard any of the Hollywood people make their videos where they're saying, we are now sending money, we're sending help, we're going to be on the ground, we need to help these people? Have you heard from them anywhere? Yes, I know that Dolly Parton, she's separate from, I think, Hollywood. She is sending in $1 million. Walmart is sending in trucks with food and supplies. But where are those same Hollywood people that made videos about Haiti, very interestingly? Where are they? They haven't said a word, have they? Have they come and helped? No, they haven't. Why? Because once again, they're being instructed not to do that. Because remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate. And you could see that the truth is getting out there. The deep state is now panicking. And this is why you have Adam Schiff out there saying, listen, don't believe anything you see on the internet. And this is why you have Hillary Clinton out there saying that we're going to lose total control if social media platforms stop listening to their demands to censor content. So basically, she's letting everyone know that people are learning the truth. They don't have control over X. They don't have control over Truth. They don't have control over Rumble. They don't have control over these vital platforms. And people are starting to learn the truth. So if they don't have control over the narrative, which means they're losing the information war, what are they going to do next? Is she sending a message out there letting everyone know, we need to take this to the next step? We cannot force these platforms. We tried everything. We can't censor like we did back in 2020. We can't censor these individuals. So it sounds like she's telling the deep state players, it's now time to shut down communications. It's now time to make sure that people don't get the information. And I do believe that might be something that they're going to try. And you have to remember that it's not the government's job to tell people what they can or cannot say. Joey Manarino put this out and said, the government is not supposed to have control over the American people. We decided that when our founders signed this, which is the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution. That should tell you everything right there. So you could see that she's panicking. Now, what's very interesting, since she put that out there, all of a sudden, Chinese hackers, they have accessed the U.S. telecom firms. And this is worrying national security officials. Actually, it feels like it's right on schedule, doesn't it? So this is coming out of CNN. A highly skilled group of Chinese government-linked hackers has in the last several months infiltrated multiple U.S. telecommunication firms in a likely search for sensitive information bearing on national security. U.S. investigators believe the hackers potentially access wiretap warrant requests, two of the sources said, but officials are still working to determine what information the hackers may have obtained. U.S. broadband and internet providers like AT&T, interestingly, Verizon, and Lumen are among the targets. Didn't these companies, didn't they have a problem? Didn't they have outages? That's very, very interesting. And it's amazing how this is coming out right now as Hillary Clinton is letting everyone know that they're losing control over the information war and they can't censor the people the way they want to censor them. I think that tells you everything you need to know, which means as we approach the presidential election and even after the presidential election, I do believe we're going to see certain cyber attacks happen. And think about it. It looks like their strategy is to make sure that people don't have the ability to go to vote in person. So if you have a red town or a red state that is cyber attacked, there's no power, and people are struggling, they're hoping that people won't go to vote. This is maybe why we have to vote early, because you can see what their plan is. They're trying to keep people away from the voting centers. Think about what happened back in 2022 with Arizona. When people went to the voting centers, they changed the parameters of the machines not to accept the ballots. And this was just a very simple thing they could do. And it made people walk away from that area, or it made people dump their ballot into a box that most likely nobody ever saw again. They probably didn't feed it in because, again, they're cheating in the election. So it looks like they might be on track to do something like this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we're hearing a lot of stories about cyber attacks all of a sudden, the United States has successfully disrupted a Russian cyber attack targeting government agencies, including the Pentagon and State Department. So here we have another cyber attack. So we have a cyber attack from Russia. We have China accessing U.S. telecom firms. And we know that China has also been basically inserting malware into certain systems, which the FBI reported on a while back. So all of this is happening at the same exact time. Plus, we also have Iran that cyber attacked Trump's campaign. And now they're saying that Iran might take this to the next level. So think about what is happening right now. And I do believe as we approach the presidential election, it's getting closer and closer every single day. I do believe you're going to see some type of an event. And Trump has already let us know that, yes, the deep state players, they're going to drop all sorts of bombs. And I don't mean physical bombs, all these different surprises that are going to happen during the presidential election to try to control what is happening. So they have to control information. They have to control who's voting. They have to keep people away from the voting centers. And I do believe this is feeding into exactly what Trump and the Patriots want. Because again, if they're going to hit infrastructure, if they're going to hit the voting centers, if they're going to hit all of this, it means the country is being interfered by a foreign government. It means that we're being attacked because they're hitting our infrastructure. And I do believe this is going to shift things in favor of Trump and the Patriots, because once again, do we really want to use their cheating systems? I mean, if we have to, we will, and we'll make it too big to rig, and they'll have no choice but to say Trump is the winner. And then they'll say, wait a minute, he's the winner, but it looks like it's manipulated. So I think Trump is trying to lead them down this path, and I don't mean him by himself, to actually set it up so we use paper, voter ID, and one-day voting, one-day counting. So I do believe this is the direction that we're heading in right now. And you could see that cyber attacks, they're on deck. You could see the deep state players, they're panicking over information, which means they're going to try a communication blackout. Now, again, are they going to succeed in this? Maybe, maybe not. But you can see this is the direction that we're heading in. Plus, they're also going to push us into war. Because again, if we're being cyber attacked, maybe by Iran or China or Russia or even North Korea, this means that's an act of war. And they're pushing us at the same exact time to go into World War III. And what's very interesting is that North Korea, Kim Jong-un, he is warning that if South Korea or any Western country attacks North Korea, they will retaliate with nuclear weapons, which is very, very interesting. So right there, they're already letting everyone know that if they're attacked or something happens, they will use their nuclear weapons. And the other thing that's really interesting is we could see Israel, they are destroying Hezbollah leadership. OSINT Defender put this out and said, the Saudi news channel Al-Hadath is reporting Israeli officials have now been able to confirm the death of the appointed Secretary General of Hezbollah, Hashem Safdin, and several other senior officials in last night's strike on southern Beirut. So the turnover of Hezbollah leadership is reaching a critical level right now, which means the deep state players, and remember, the deep state players, they're in line with Iran. Think about Obama. Think about Brennan. They all have Muslim brother connections, which leads back to Iran. And what's very interesting is that the Washington Post put out an article saying that Iran is facing military setbacks and Iran may look to use the bomb if they're pushed into a corner. So it looks like they are now prepared and ready to have nuclear war. North Korea is saying that if anything happens, they will use their nuclear weapons. Actually, Russia has changed their military doctrine, saying if we are attacked by NATO with conventional weapons, they can now use nuclear weapons on the countries that are attacking Russia. And Trump, he came out and he is now urging Israel to take out Iran nuclear facilities. Now, that is very interesting. So now he's letting Israel, yes, now you need to make a move on their nuclear facilities. Because remember, the money that was released, Iran has been using that money, the pallet of cash that Obama gave Iran going back in time when Obama was president, that enabled Iran to create a nuclear weapon. I think they've had a nuclear weapon for quite a while right now. And it looks like Trump is telling Israel right now, okay, the next move is to wipe out their nuclear facilities, destroy their nuclear weapons, and let's level Iran so they cannot use their nuclear weapons on the U.S. or on Israel or any other country. So let's see. Israel is destroying the state-funded terrorists. Israel is going to be destroying everything that the deep state players have put in place with their nuclear weapons. And I do believe in the end, Iran is going to change. And I do believe the people of Iran, they're going to rise up and remove the leaders there. Now, again, I do believe it's going to get quite scary. I do believe we're going to see events in this country. One of them is going to be a cyber attack. I do believe we're going to see physical events happening in this country, or maybe something over the ocean or something like that, where it looks like we're being attacked. So you could see everything now is building up right now. And we could see there's more and more stories of China being involved with cyber attacks, Russia being involved with cyber attacks, Iran being involved with cyber attacks. Let's talk about protecting our health. The world feels like it's on the edge right now. Tensions over the upcoming election, economic instability, supply chain shortages, and health threats popping up left and right. With talk of a new pandemic on the horizon, if you're waiting for the medical industrial complex to protect you and your family when things go sideways, you're making a huge mistake. You have to take action and be prepared. That's why I want to tell you about the Wellness Company's Contagion Emergency Kit. It's a lifesaver put together by real experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. And inside the package, you get medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and even a nebulizer. These are critical medications to treat respiratory illness and so much more, especially heading into flu season. Can you imagine when you or a loved one need life-saving medication? Are you really going to take the risk being told no? Don't let anyone play gatekeeper with your health. Just a few clicks and the kit is delivered right to your door. This is peace of mind for you and your family in uncertain times. I have my kit and now you can get yours by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to get $30 off and free shipping. That's twc.health/x22 and use code x22 for $30 off and free shipping. Don't wait for the next crisis to hit. Be ready, not reactive. Get your kit today and take control of your health, or just click on the link in the description. So Everything is now starting to fit together. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are definitely leading the deep state players down this path to show the people the truth. They want to bring us to war. They're in line with foreign governments. And this is going to wake up a lot of people. The people are going to have to make a decision. Do you want the peacemaker or do you want the war maker? You decide. And I think the people in the end, with all the information that's going on around them, they're going to make the decision for peace. And Trump, with peace, is going to counter everything the deep state is trying to do. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we could see the entire organization of BLM is completely and utterly falling apart. Again, it was a scam. They took in the money. They delivered it to ActBlue when Biden was running for the presidency. And we've always known that BLM was just a front for the Democrats, for the deep state players. And they used this to cover up the riots and everything else that they were doing during 2020. And what's very interesting, and Charlie Kirk put this out, he says, least surprising headline ever, the former head of BLM Atlanta just received a 42-month prison sentence for stealing donations to fund a lavish personal lifestyle. BLM was always a scam, and it always was. It was a front for the D's. It's exactly what it was. And we could see that everything is about to change because, once again, as the people wake up, as the people learn what's going on, Trump is going to reverse everything the deep state players have done. Remember, over this long period of time, what has the deep state done? They have centralized everything. Remember, their control is centralization. So they had to centralize the police force in this country, which is the FBI. They had to centralize the creation of currency, which is the Fed. They had to centralize the different agencies like the CDC, like DHS, like FEMA, like ATF and the FDA and the Department of Education. They centralized everything so they can control everything from the top and they can control what goes on in each state because each state then is dependent on these agencies giving them money. Trump is about to reverse everything and decentralize the country the way it was and the way our founding fathers wanted it. This is why he's letting everyone know no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. I do believe in the end, there will be no tax because there'll be no central bank, which means we will not be borrowing the currency with interest attached, which means we really don't need the IRS anymore. The only reason we have the IRS is because we have this private institution that is loaning we the people the currency that we use today, and they have attached interest onto this currency, and we have to pay it back. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is not what our founding fathers wanted. The same thing with education. They centralize the education and they dictate what is going to be taught in the schools. If you don't listen to the centralized agency, you will not get your money. Now Trump says we're moving education back to the states. This is the way the founding fathers wanted it. Who knows best for the children? The people in their local communities. So we need to decentralize everything that they centralized. And Trump, I do believe he's going to reverse all of this. And every day that passes, you know what people see? They see that Kamala Harris is a complete and utter disaster, and she has no idea what to do unless someone is telling her what to do or what to say. She was giving a speech, and remember all these people at the rally? People have been tracking the phones. It's the same exact phones that go to each and every rally, no matter what state it's in. So all they're doing is busing the same exact people around because people are now watching these devices. And it's the same exact devices going to all these different rallies. But she was giving her speech, and all of a sudden the teleprompter just went out. And you could tell exactly the moment that she didn't have the teleprompter. Take a listen.
Remember his number, 32. Today we got 32 days until the election. So 32 days, 32 days. Okay, we got some business to do. We got some business to do. All right, 32 days. And we know we will do it.
So without someone pulling the puppet strings, she doesn't know what to do whatsoever. And that was a complete and utter disaster. And we could see the deep state players, they're panicking right now. We have Jen Psaki out there. She is now begging George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, to endorse Kamala Harris. She's letting them know, listen, You need to show everyone that you're no longer Republican. You have to show everyone that you're a Democrat. You were always a Democrat. And you need to come out and endorse Kamala, or else Trump is going to win. He's going to win no matter what. But you could see how desperate and how afraid they are. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that they want the men who they used to call Hitler to speak out against the man they're currently calling Hitler. Think about that for a second. It's absolutely unbelievable. And the real reason Tina Peters was sentenced to 9 years in prison is because she exposed the entire Dominion election management system. Patrick Kolbeck put this out, and thank you, Patrick. And this is what it says on X. Here is what was revealed because Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters made a copy of her Dominion election management system server before being serviced by Dominion and after being serviced. Election records needed to support a post-election audit were deleted in violation of state and federal law. Demonstrates Dominion voting system vulnerabilities and the presence of non-certified software capable of changing election results without detection. 36 wireless devices were found in county EMS system in violation of law and certification requirements. Shows manipulation of votes. New election results databases were created during the middle of a voting without any direction from clerks. Digital votes records were reloaded into new databases faster than any possible scan of ballots. Not all previous vote records were reloaded. So this is why they went after her, because she exposed everything that they did. And if you want to learn more about what Dominion is doing and what happened with Tina Peters, you can go to letsfixstuff.org and you can find out all that information. Patrick runs that website. He created that website and it has a lot of good information on there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he went back to Butler, Pennsylvania, and the amount of people that showed up is absolutely amazing. They took a video from Trump Force One. People were showing how many people were in the crowd, and it's just an enormous amount of people. They had an overflow area, which was filled up. I think it was 100,000 plus people at this rally. And yes, Elon was there and many other people were there. And the other thing that's very interesting is it looks like the United States Secret Service, they went to slope roof training because now they're able to set up shop on a sloped roof. Now, we all knew that this was all BS from the very, very beginning when Cheadle came out and said, hey, that was a slope roof. That's why we couldn't be on there. That's absolutely ridiculous. Again, what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania? That was an operation. They put the worst of the worst. They made sure that people weren't in key locations. And you had a small group of people that were carrying out an operation. And they thought they were going to actually assassinate Trump. It failed. And now the people can see the truth. And remember, yes, they got rid of Cheadle, but she's the scapegoat. Who's conducting all of this? It's Mayorkas. Who's above Mayorkas? Think about that for a second. Soros and many other individuals. So you can see that this is all being conducted. These are ops that you are watching. It's an op to bring the people over the border. It's an op not to help the people out in North Carolina. It's an op to try to kill Trump. This is all being driven by the criminal syndicate. But since this happened out in Pennsylvania and Trump decided to go back to Butler, it looks like they are now, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they are now losing Pennsylvania. 63 of the 67 counties in Pennsylvania have shifted Republican since 2020. This should tell you everything you need to know. Evan Dyer put this out and said, after the historic Pennsylvania rally last night, Trump has flipped the state red on Poly Market, leading by 12 points in the state with momentum still building and is skyrocketing toward leading Michigan and Wisconsin as well. Now with a 2% lead nationally. Absolutely. And we can see the deep state players, they're panicking over all this. The people now are waking up. The people are seeing the truth. And this is why they don't like certain platforms, because no one's listening to the propaganda outlets, because they're trying to lie to you every single day. Even the Hispanic voters now are on Trump's side. Rasmussen polls show that Hispanic voters are with Trump. 62% are for Trump and 34% are for Kamala. That should tell you everything you need to know. And there are more and more people waking up every single day. People now are saying, listen, the fake news, they had me. And now since I got away from the fake news and I started to do a little bit of research and I started to see what Trump was all about, I learned that the fake news, they were trying to brainwash me. They were telling me lies. The people now are figuring this out. And what's very interesting is that MC Armstrong put this out on X and said to the Democrats, "This is my career suicide note, but it's also a thank you from someone who is done with careerism. I'm a lifelong member of the party, and I'm voting for Trump. Why? It's not just your industrial scale censorship or your endless wars or the fact that you disenfranchise millions of Kennedy voters through lawfare. If that were all I had, it would be sufficient in terms of conscience and rage. But there's more to this story than anger. Your hatred and censorship has taught me to admire Trump and to love my fellow working class Americans. And for that, I thank you. This vote is for all traumatized people who have been canceled and banished just for saying no to the establishment. This vote is for the surveyor, the farmer, the HVAC man, the nurse, the hairstylist, the deadhead, the veteran, and my fellow adjunct professors who have told me their stories about being bullied by the Democrats in their friends and family and their colleagues at work. This is for the young black woman in my class last year who, on the day of Kamala Harris's visit to campus, said, 'You're going to hate me, Dr. Armstrong, but I'm not going. I'm voting for Trump.' Why would she think I would hate her for the way she votes? What has happened to our country? Somehow Trump has changed my mind. Where I once saw a cartoon white supremacist, warmonger, and narcissist, I now see the man who renegotiated NAFTA and the only president in the 21st century not to start a new war. Where I once saw the pal of the neocons, I now see a man who has awoken from his slumber and disavowed Dick Cheney, George Bush, and John Bolton, even as my own party embraces these men. Why has the greatest entrepreneur of my generation, Elon Musk, risked his career to side with Trump? Why has the most consequential grassroots environmentalist of my time, Robert Kennedy Jr., sacrificed his friends, family, reputation to side with the orange menace? Why has the most courageous peace activist of the 21st century, Tulsi Gabbard, left our party? Because Tulsi, Bobby, and Elon see what I see. Trump is resilient, and he's risking his life to change the fate of our nation. Trump is transforming the Republican Party into the party of peace, free speech, and the working class. He has converted George Bush's billionaire boys' club of big war, big pharma, into a party that cares about public health and embraces regenerative agriculture. Now, I don't think the GOP is all the way there yet, but there's clearly the party that embraces dissent, and dissent, brave speech, is the fuel for evolution. So for the first time in my life, I'm voting Republican in the name of peace in Ukraine and free speech at home. I'm casting my vote as a Kennedy Democrat for Trump." And more people are starting to say this. More and more people are coming out saying, you know what? Enough is enough. And I do believe as we get closer to the presidential election, the deep state, they're going to try whatever they're going to try. They're going to push us into war. They're going to push as hard as they possibly can. And this is actually going to wake a lot more people up, because the more they do, the worse it gets for them, the more they wake up. And I do believe this is all part of Trump's plan. Now, Trump, he was speaking to the crowd, and Trump has predicted Democrats and the far left will continue to throw up roadblocks and release political firestorms with exactly a month until Election Day. He said, "We got to get there. They'll drop all sorts of bombs. They'll be hitting you, JD. They'll be hitting me. They'll be hitting everything. Because once again, they need to stop the people from voting for Trump." But again, this is going to be very, very difficult for them to do, because the people now are awake. They've pushed the people back into a corner. The people see the enemy very, very clearly. You see, the silent majority is silent to a certain point. And the people of this country, they're patient. They don't want to fight. They don't want war. But as the deep state continually pushes these people, they wake up people that just want to be left alone. And what's very interesting is that 17 Absolute Redo 76 put this out. And this individual is letting the deep state know that men that just want to be left alone are waking up. And those men will get involved in the end. And It won't go well for the deep state players. Take a listen.
The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who just wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, their lives as they have lived them are over. The moment that the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it's a form of suicide. They are literally killing off who they used to be. Which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at these people's door, and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy, but will fall upon the deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone.
And that should tell you everything you need to know, because when you go back to the Revolutionary War, the British government kept pushing the men that just wanted to be left alone. They didn't want anyone telling them what to do. They didn't want government overseeing them. They just wanted to be left alone. And what happened was they weren't left alone. And they did exactly what this individual said. Men who wanted to be left alone, all of a sudden, they had to push back. Now, I'm not saying we have to push back and going around using violence. But again, we need to understand is that the deep state have pushed the silent majority to a place where the silent majority is now awake. The silent majority now is pushing back, and they're not going to take any more of this, which means the deep state players, they are in trouble. And I do believe this entire operation that Trump put together with the military and other patriots, it was to get America back, to show the people who we actually are. And I think people forgot. I think people forgot the American spirit. I'm not saying every single person, but a lot of the people. And I think now people are understanding what the Constitution is, what America is, and why we have to fight for freedom. And at the end of the rally, Trump once again played Nessun Dorma. And it was the last part of the song that says, at dawn, I win, I win, I win. And I do believe at dawn, Trump will win. And he will be the president. Now, it might not be exactly the next day. Hopefully it will. It might go on for a little bit until we find out who the winner is. But I do believe in the end, Trump will be the winner. Take a listen to Nessun Dorma at the rally. I do believe the plan is working the way Trump set the plan out in motion. And the people of this country, they are definitely waking up. During the rally, a crowd of 100,000 plus, they started to sing the Star Spangled Banner. And Trump even joined in. And we had 100,000 plus people singing the national anthem, which is absolutely unbelievable. The American people, they're remembering what America is, who they are. And you could see the people now are proud to be Americans. Take a listen to what happened during the rally.
Gallantly streaming, and the rock is ringing.
this reminds me of a post, which is 4,559, July 1st, 2020. It says, there was a time when our children stood at attention and with pride, put their hand on their heart, and in one united voice recited the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a time when strength and honor meant something. There was a time when standing for a flag meant something. There was a time when our history, heritage, was taught with pride and respect. There was a time when respect was given to those who served, bled, and died to protect and defend our freedom. There was a time when we were grateful. There was a time when our accomplishments meant something. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united under the American flag. A flag that was carried in battle by brave patriots as a symbol of freedom and justice for all, no matter race, religion, or background. A beacon of hope when flown. A mark of respect to their memory, to those who willfully sacrificed their lives to defend. There was a time when we the people decided our future. There was a time when we the people had a voice. There was a time when we the people were united and strong. There was a time when the media was free from political bias and corruption. There was a time when our elected leaders stood their ground, dug in, and defended those they represented. How many men and women in uniform are currently serving on the front lines abroad, only to look back in horror to see the homeland on fire. What does the word patriot mean to you? Land of the free, home of the brave? Now is not the time to be complacent. Will you answer the call? Ronald Reagan said this, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. And that's what this is all about. It's about fighting for our freedom. It's about fighting against a tyrannical government. It's about restoring America. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots have done this. I do believe during this election, people are going to wake up like we've never seen before, because once they realize that they are the majority and everything that they've been told is a gigantic lie, because when they look around, they say, holy crap, the entire country, or the majority of the country, voted for Trump. They're going to realize that the media, the corrupt politicians, they are the minority. They're not in control. And the people, in the end, they're going to demand justice for everything that they have done to us. And I do believe justice is coming. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.